So we ended up raising 35,000. It started off that a speaker from the Hope Foundation came into us and showed us a DVD and really sparked our interest in it. So we started off selling chocolates for them, and then they said that if each of us raised 3,500, then we would have a chance to go over to Calcutta and actually meet the people working in the projects and visit the slums and so on. So we came on board with this and started off as a big group, but then the more committed ones stayed in and the others fiddled out. So I ended up with just 5 students and a teacher and our nurse.
And Karen, you were also involved. What did you do?
Well, I was in charge of sponsored events. Like my family did a sponsored run. We had church collections, things around school, like silences and stuff like that. And then from that, we also, all of us 5, came in together and organised a dinner in Waterford Castle. And that really brought in the most of our money. We had other events such as wine tasting and art exhibition, which Julia organised. We had bag packs, bake sales. Corporate sponsorship was the main thing that brought in so much. It was really, people really got behind us and helped us achieve everything we did.
And what did you think when you went out to Kolkata? What was your impression out there?
Well, we'd seen the DVDs before we went out, so, you know, we thought that we were going to be relatively prepared, but it sounds like such a cliche because people said, you know, nothing can prepare you for it, but it's so true. I mean, the smell hits you and meeting it in person is so different. I mean, the song that I wrote about the child was because we'd gone around, and I think that, not that it's a bad thing, the troch rads, but I think that they have desensitized us a little bit, and really we weren't being so emotional about it yet. But then when I saw this little boy and his older sister pointed out that he was only 3, it just hit me so much because I have a nephew that's only 3 as well, and I couldn't believe that this child was the same age. And you know, I would treat him like porcelain, he's here with no shoes on. So it was definitely major culture shock and an unbelievable experience that we couldn't have learned in any other way.
And Karen, yourself, what did you think?
I was just so shocked by it. Like, when we went to the slums and we saw all these kids just playing around in the dirt and rag pickers, and there was 12 people to a little shack, and I was just, it was really overwhelming. And I was just there. I was like, okay, I have to do this. I have to help. And I wanted to interact with the kids so much, and all they want to be is touched. Like, the smile on their faces, like, it would break your heart. It was unbelievable.
And has it affected your decisions and the way you live now when you come back here? I mean, do you find it harder almost to think about the things that you have in comparison to the suffering that they are experiencing?
It really has. I mean, even more so as time goes on. When I first came back, I think we were so tired, but we were just like walking around like zombies. But now I think I am a lot more grateful. And not even I think I am. I know I am a lot more grateful for the things that I have. And you can never say for definite, but I would be as sure as I can be that I'm going to keep in touch with the Hope Foundation and work with them. I'd like to go over again and maybe do some more hands-on work.
And yourself, Karen, I mean, has it changed your life?
Yes, same as Julia. It's been just an unforgettable experience, and I really do want to go back. But if I do go back, I want to be more hands-on. I want to have like a qualification so I could like teach them or be a doctor and be able to, I don't know, cure something of them. But no, really, I think I want to continue with the Hope Foundation, and I want to get other people involved with it as well.
And what would you say to other Irish people, you know, who didn't hear about it or hadn't heard about it? I mean, what would you say that would maybe convince them to get on board or to take part or to volunteer with it?
Well, also, like I said, it's an experience that you can't learn through any DVD. And actually, one of the things that some people have been saying that it was a holiday for us, and I heard it on the radio as well, that lots of charities were being slated for being holiday charities. Well, how we addressed this in our school anyway was that we had heard about a lot of studies that had gone into these sort of charities and sending young ones over, sometimes when they're too young at our age. Apparently we're not emotionally able to handle getting straight in and full hands-on because it's just too overwhelming and it's actually off-putting. While this steady introduction, it does work for the Hope Foundation. They have been in this, okay, they are a very young charity, but they haven't had any bad experiences from it.
And Karen, how do you respond to that? You know, people say, well, you're only raising the money so you can get a trip over to Kolkata.
Well, I think that what the Hope Foundation want to do is they want to organise the next generation to continue the Hope Foundation, because Maureen Forrest, like, she doesn't want to see it, like, when she fizzle out, like, when she stops, she doesn't want to see the foundation just flop. She wants to see it continue and to, for more street children in Calcutta to be helped and to be given education, love and care.